Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
But look around you, your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters now. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
It can start out as a concern to provide or to have enough to live, but then can easily turn into greed if we let it. Just like Matthew 6:24 points out, we cannot worship God and money. We are called to glorify the Lord in all things. This includes in finances. However, the enemy knows our weaknesses and our temptation to idolize dollars. We must be on our guard to watch our hearts and protect them from the trap that so many fall into. Whether we are tempted with not having enough or having excess, we are called to keep our hearts in check through Christ. One of the most common traps of idolatry to fall into is the love of money. Anyone is susceptible to this, and so we must be aware and put on the armor of God to withstand the attacks from the enemy. Whatever your struggles when it comes to finance, let's take some time to bring it before the Lord in prayer. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we praise you for your provisions. We recognize that all we have comes from you. In Psalm 24, verse 1, you tell us that the earth is yours and everything in it. The world and all its people belong to you. We thank you for being our creator. Thank you for giving us your great love. God, please forgive us for seeking money as our security. It cannot buy salvation. Only Jesus gives us freedom. We pray that you would realign our hearts and perspectives in any way that they need to be corrected. Remind us that you are sovereign and that just as you provide for the ravens, you will take care of us too. Help us not to be anxious, but to seek first your kingdom. This world is full of uncertainty, whether that be the stock market, inflation, or career struggles. But in the unknowns, help us to put our full faith in you as our provider. Help us to be faithful, to work hard, and be faithful to you because you have been so faithful to us. Protect us from the temptation to fear. Proverbs 23, 4 through 5 says, "Do not wear yourself out to get rich. Do not trust in your own cleverness. Cast but a glance at riches, and they are gone. For they will surely sprout wings and fly off to the sky like an eagle. We pray against the temptation to overwork and place our hope in money. Help us to remember what has eternal value and impact. Protect us from a life of chasing riches. Instead, give us the endurance to chase after you. God, we pray against unfruitfulness in our lives. Mark 4:19 says, "But the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desires for other things come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful." We pray that we would not be worried with the things of this world, but with eternal things. Help us to not be deceived by the world, but be filled with your Holy Spirit and living out of the fruit of the Spirit. Ecclesiastes 5:10 says, "Whoever loves money never has enough. Whoever loves wealth is never satisfied with their income. This too is meaningless." Father, protect our hearts from loving money. Guide us to be fully satisfied in your love for us. Give us spiritual eyes to see what is significant and what is not. Help us to have discernment in financial decisions. May we honor you with our choices. Give us courage to trust in you over our own material possessions. Help our hearts not to be so wrapped up in the physical that we miss the spiritual. God, our provider, our Jehovah Jireh, we love you and thank you for being all that we need and caring about every detail of our lives. We surrender to you and entrust our finances to you for your glory and purposes. Amen.
Feeling stressed? Let's take better care of you. I'm Bonnie Gray, the host of Breathe, the Stress Less podcast. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.